The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the October 2024 issue of Scout Life. And when we look at the front page of Scout Life, it states right on the top, paddle on. And we see some folks canoeing. Canoeing the enchanting and challenging Congaree National Park. Also, supercars show off power and style. Fiction, Greeking out, heroes and Olympians. Plus, comics, jokes, and much, much more. Now, what can we look forward to in this issue? Well, our departments, page 2, Erie on the Prairie. Heads up on page 3, Ask Us Anything on page 7. Page 8, Scout Life Headliners. Page 40, Fitness First. Page 40, Religious Emblems. What's Up on ScoutLife.org on page 41. Reader Favorites on page 42 and page 43, Think and Grin. Comics, page 24, Mazes and More. 28, Lion Pride. Tiger's Adventures on page 29. Wolf Gang on page 30. The Bear Bunch on page 30. On page 31, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Arrowheads on page 31, page 32, Dink, Duff, and Desi. Page 33, Pee Wee Harris. Page 34, Wacky Adventures. Scouts in Action on page 36, and more Scouts in Action on page 37. Some of our features in this month's issue. On page 10, Canoeing in the Congaree. When they encountered obstacles on the water, these scouts didn't back down. Page 14, they're super. These high-performance cars really get up and go. Page 16, fiction. Excerpt from Greeking Out, Heroes and Olympians. Page 20, scouting around. What would you do? Sometimes it can be difficult to know exactly what to do. At other times, the answer is clear. Page 22, Merit Badge Minute, scuba diving, metalwork, gardening, and page 38, Scout Life, How to Make It, Stained Glass Pumpkin. And we'll begin with Erie on the Prairie. Your magazines are great to read. They are fun, the comics are funny, and the stories are very interesting and inspiring. These magazines are the best. Your jokes are my favorite part. They always crack me up, and I tell them to all my friends. I love Scout Life. That's from Henry H. in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Henry, you are too kind. I promise not to let it inflate this eagle's ego, which is not to be confused with an eagle's ego. That's a traditional waffle my family enjoys, covered in sardines, topped with syrup. I would be fine inflating that meal to the most jumbo of sizes. I would love if you added something about fly fishing. My grandparents love it, and I would like to know more. That's from Micah O. in Cypress, Texas. Fly fishing is awesome, and it's actually pretty similar to the way I catch a fish. It can be, in my humble opinion. I promise, I didn't let Henry's kind words go to my head. Faster pace than some forms of angling. Now, it's not the best way to catch sardines, but I am off topic. Micah, might I suggest a great place to learn some fly fishing knots? Head to go.scoutlife.org/flyfishing to get started. I enjoy your magazines. I'm happy you changed it to Scout Life. I wrote to you back when I was in Cub Scouts about the title change. I hope I was one of many voices that led to the change. I just wanted to say that the magazine is entertaining to read, especially the comics and Scouts in Action. I would love you to come visit my troop.
That's from CCG in Gainesville, Florida.
Readers, you might not remember, but way back when CC was a Cub Scout, our great magazine's Boys Life became Scout Life. And it's still the same great magazine. Just ask CC. But now, we feel like we get to represent all the scouts and kids out there.
Opening shot. Heads up. National Pumpkin Day is October 26th. Not only are pumpkins used in tasty recipes, but they also make amazing fall decorations. Turn to page 38 for how to make a stained glass pumpkin. October. Calendar. October 4th is World Smile Day. Show off those pearly whites. October 16th is Dictionary Day. Celebrate the original spell checker. October 31st is Halloween. On this date, October 23rd, 2001, Apple introduces the first iPod MP3 player. October 27th, 1904, the New York City subway begins service. More than 100,000 people pay a nickel to take their first ride. October 31st, 1950, Earl Lloyd becomes the first black player to appear in a National Basketball Association game. The Fall Classic. The first Louisville Slugger bat was made in 1884. Millions of bats later, the world's most popular baseball swatter celebrates 140 years. Catch them in action when the American and National League champs face off in the 120th World Series this month on Fox. October is National Go on a Field Trip Month. Learning is an adventure. Fast facts, heads up. Bones. The smallest bone in the human body is the Staples bone near the ear. Bone provides support, protection, and movement for the body. Bone marrow, found inside bones, produces blood cells. The longest bone in the human body is the femur, also known as the thigh bone. The adult human body has 206 bones. The study of bones is called osteology. Babies are born with more than 270 bones, but many join together as they grow. Eating healthy foods like milk and leafy greens gives bones the vitamins and minerals they need to stay strong. Bones can heal themselves through a process called remodeling. New bone tissue replaces old or damaged tissue. Heads up, reader's page. Conquering the Alameda Creek Regional Trail. It was a hot and dusty afternoon in early June when I reached the top of a steep hill that marked the 40th mile I had biked that day. I was tired. My legs ached. My shoulders burned, and I had drops of sweat rolling down the back of my neck. It was the farthest I'd have ever ridden, and we still had 10 more miles. Now I knew why they called this basic training for new scouts. Nearly 20 of us first-year scouts were winding our way along the Alameda Creek Regional Trail in Fremont, California. It's a 25-mile trek from the staging area to San Francisco Bay. The last 10 miles were the hardest. By then, the line of riders stretched out for miles along the bay. The steepest part of the ride was up some observation hills, which required everyone to stand and pedal slowly but consistently to make it up all three slopes. I pushed myself harder than ever to make it up those hills. Although I put on plenty of sunblock, the sun seemed to burn hotter than ever. I knew then that if I stopped, I would lose momentum and never reach the end. The older scouts cheered us on from the top. I'm not exactly sure where I got the strength, but I made it to the top and the bay's view looked great. That day, I biked 50.17 miles in 6 hours and 52 minutes. But that wasn't the end. Now I've led the 50-miler for a new generation of scouts. Physically, it was easier to complete a second time. However, as the senior patrol leader, I was responsible for their success or failure. My ride was only complete when all 17 scouts crossed the finish line, and they did. That's from Ethan W. in Danville, California. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have had an adventure and are under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page Scout Life, 53S306, Post Office Box 152079, Irving, Texas 75015-2079, or via the e-form at scout.life.org. You will receive this official contributor patch if we print your submission. Ask us anything. Heads up. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. School is getting really hard. Is there anything I can do to not be so stressed? Steve, stress stinks. However, it also, it's an indicator that you actually care, which is critical to success at anything. My go-to move when I'm feeling overwhelmed is to make a list of things I must do, along with deadline for each task. Breaking up things into pieces makes everything feel more manageable, and there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of crossing items off that list as you steadily knock them out. Jenny, lists are great. But if you're still feeling overwhelmed, don't be afraid to ask a teacher or parent for help. My guess is that the adults in your life don't have a clue how stressed you are and wouldn't want you to be feeling that way. Let them know how frazzled you feel, and maybe they'll be able to tweak something on your schedule or get you some extra help. Small changes can make a big difference. Next, I'm going to middle school soon. What should I expect? Steve, it's been a while since I was in middle school, so I checked with an expert source, my 14-year-old niece, Rebecca. Here are her top three notes. 1. There are way more people coming from different schools, so be prepared to meet new people and for your friends to change. 2. There's a lot more homework and tests, so you need to have a good time management and stay organized. Take a picture of your schedule and locker information so you don't lose it, and so you always know where to go at what time. 3. There's a lot more freedom, no more walking in lines or being silent in the halls, but also more responsibility. Make sure you get extra help from your teachers if you need it. Don't be afraid to ask. Jenny, well, it's hard to top Rebecca's awesome tips. For me, the biggest surprise was the amount of independence I suddenly had. I thought this was great and went about my first quarter rushing through my work during study halls and chatting with friends the rest of the time. This strategy landed me some less than stellar grades, so I had to turn things around second semester. That was hard. Moral, try to stay on top of your work. It's much easier and less stressful than playing catch-up later. Scout Life Headliners, on target. Life Scout wins at Euros National. Caitlin McEntee, age 16, hometown, Sumbach, Germany. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 164-G, Sumbach. Caitlin made headline for winning the 2024 Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, JROTC, Marksmanship European Championships. The scoop. Caitlin also placed second in the 2024 Air Force Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps National Championship and ninth at the JROT National Championship in Precision. She was selected to be commanding officer for her high school's 2024-25 AFJROTC marksmanship team. Caitlin is also a recipient of Scouting's Medal of Merit. See why this is why in this month's More Scouts in Action on page 37. Scout scientists, Life Scouts advance to nationals. Aryan Gangliani, Arav Mehta, and Ahan Thota. Ages, Aryan is 15, Arav is 14, Ahan is 14. Hometown, Sugarland, Texas. Scout rank, Life Scouts, Troop 38, Sugarland. These three made headlines for competing at the 2024 Thermo Fisher Scientific Junior Innovators Challenge. The scoop. The team won top honors at both the regional and state levels of the 2024 Texas Science and Engineering Fair in Biomedical and Health Sciences. They also won the Best of State Award in Life Science. Their project, Automatic Diabetic Retinopathy Screening, focused on the application of artificial intelligence in diagnosing eye damage from diabetes. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. go.scoutlife.org/headliners. More Scouts in action. Scout Life headliners. Jasper Kirchhoff, Owen Miller, Jordan Stentz, Jack Tucker. Ages, Jasper is 11, Owen 11, Jordan 11, and Jack 7. Hometown, Alpena, Michigan. Scout rank, Jasper and Owen, Arrow of Light, Jordan Weeblos, Jack Wolf, PAC 3092, and Troop 92 Alpena. These guys made headlines for placing second in 2024 MATE ROV competition regionals, hosted by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. The challenge involved designing and building an underwater remotely operated vehicle, ROV, and using it to complete different tasks, bringing awareness to ocean conservation. The team also placed third overall. Xander Hawks, age 18, hometown, Tallahassee, Florida. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 10, Tallahassee. Xander made headline for winning the 2024 Florida High School Athletic Association Wrestling State Championship for 175 pounds, the first ever male state wrestling title in Xander's high school. Traxton Richards, age 15, hometown, Perry, Ohio. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 71, Perry. Traxton made headline by winning the Ohio High School Athletic Association's 2024 7th and 8th grade track and field state championships in boys pole vault. Traxton also set the state meet record at 13 feet 9 inches. Good job, Traxton. Next, we have canoeing in the Congaree. When they encountered obstacles on the water, these scouts didn't back down. As Wyatt Pockle and Jackson McMichael paddled along a creek in Congaree National Park, they ducked under low-hanging tree branches. They could lift some branches out of the way, but that presented a risk. After moving one, a foot-long snake dropped out of the tree and landed on Wyatt's knee. I thought he was going to jump out of the canoe, Jackson recalls. I wasn't. There were more snakes in the water, Wyatt says. Dodging non-venomous water snakes wasn't the only challenge Troop 8 of Columbia, South Carolina, faced during its weekend canoe trip this past April. But despite the challenges, the guys learned a lot and had fun in a beautiful park. And we see here on page 10 and 11, we see them canoeing. Wyatt Polk works in a lighting a campfire. On the top of page 11, Jackson McMichael and Wyatt Polkle carry their canoe. Moving on to page 12, totally swamped. Congaree National Park in South Carolina features more than 26,000 acres, mainly of bottomland forest. These forests grow in places that flood often, creating boggy, shady environments ideal for many animals. Congaree attracts deer, foxes, beavers, alligators, amphibians, and birds. It also attracts adventurers who love to fish, hike, and canoe. Troop 8 had been to the park before. is the largest old-growth bottomland forest in southeast United States, with some trees growing 170 feet tall. And it's only a one-hour drive from where the troop meets. It's an amazing place, says Jackson, 14, a Star Scout. There's all sorts of greenery. This time, the troop would canoe a little over 6.5 miles. The plan could have changed quickly based on the river levels. On average, Congaree floods 10 times a year, submerging many of the park's trails. The troop's leaders would need to watch the weather closely both before and during the campout. On the water. After reviewing safety rules and properly putting on their life jackets, the scouts launched their canoes. Where you sit determines your role. Most of the steering is done from the back or stern of the boat, while the pace is set in the front or bow. I could be a lot faster with the paddle when I'm up front, says Noah Putnell, 12, a tenderfoot scout. When you're tandem canoeing, you have to work together. If you're both paddling on the same side of the boat, you won't travel straight. Communication is key so you can move effectively and in unison. I like being in the front because it's where the power of the boat is, says Everett Schaller, 12, a tenderfoot scout. We learn the J stroke and the draw stroke. Knowing different strokes makes it easier to maneuver, and the guys had to figure out how to move in the narrow creek with overhanging branches and clogged pathways. Sometimes they had to slow down when approaching piles of wooden debris. It took us 10 minutes to get through like 5 feet of that, says Wyatt, 13, a first-class scout. It was like a knife through ice. We powered through it, but it was hard. They didn't give up. When a non-venomous snake fell in one of the canoes, they simply paddled to the shore to let the slithering reptile out. When downed log bogged the path, the guys hopped out and carried their canoes, called portaging. We were able to keep going, no matter what was in our path, Jackson says. We never said, stop. We don't want to do this anymore. A scout never quits on his dreams. The guys were rewarded later as the creek widened and fewer obstacles littered the water. They could paddle more freely and quickly, even taking off for a fun race. Work like a team. The scout motto is, be prepared. Monitoring the weather, the troop knew it was supposed to rain before they left. To make packing up easier, they started that evening after dinner instead of waiting until morning and packing in the rain. It was a great idea, but like paddling, you need to work as a team so the task goes smoothly. Some scouts tried carrying heavy equipment back to the troop trailer by themselves. Struggling with the gear quickly became frustrating, and they soon learned a lesson. Many hands make light work, Wyatt says. It's okay to ask for help, even when you're a leader. A troop is a team, and everyone can contribute to solving problems and completing tasks. When you work together, you can all be prepared. Boating fun. Scouting America offers several boating awards, from merit badges like canoeing, rowing, and small boat sailing, to special awards including kayaking and whitewater rafting. These awards are for older scouts, Sea Scouts, explorers, and venturers. Most boating activities are for older scouts, though Cub Scouts can ride or paddle in canoes, kayaks, and other boats on calm water. Before you get on the water, follow the proper safety rules as outlined in the Guide to Safe Scouting. The right moves. Whether you're weaving around logs or cruising on flat water, canoeing is a lot easier when you know how to paddle. Use these strokes to guide your boat where you want to go. Forward stroke helps you go forward. Place the paddle in the water and draw it back. Backstroke helps you stop or move backward. Place the paddle in the water, keeping it vertical and pushing it forward. Draw stroke moves the canoe sideways toward the paddling side. Place the paddle far from the boat and draw it to you. Push away stroke moves the canoe sideways away from the paddling side. Place the paddle close to the boat and push it away from you. Forward sweep turns your canoe. Create an arc with the paddle starting in front of you, which swings the canoe around. reverse sweep. Turn your canoe. Create an arc with the paddle starting behind you, which swings the canoe around the other way. And finally, J-stroke, a forward stroke that counteracts any drifting, keeping you going straight. The paddling motion looks like the letter J. And here on these pictures we have on pages 12 and 13, at the top of page 12, left side, we see Everett Schaller, left, and Seth Perry cruise underneath a tree. On the other side of page, the top of page 12, Seth Perry, left, and Evan Livingood prepare to launch their canoe. On page 13, at the top right-hand side, Josh Putnell paddles at the bow of his canoe while Scoutmaster Kirby Shelley handles steering from the stern. Behind them is adult leader Jeff Pockle. And why don't we end with some think and grin? Seth, how do rabbits travel? Riley, I haven't the foggiest. Seth, on hairplanes. That from Seth P. in Melbourne, Florida. Edward, did you hear about the scout who went into business fixing car horns? Liam, no. Edward, his shop's motto is Beep Repaired. That's from Edward S. in Roswell, Georgia. Sam, what animal wears a coat all winter and pants in the summer? Jackie, no idea. Sam, a dog. That's from Samuel E. in Coweta, Oklahoma. Tom, knock, knock. Jerry, who's there? Tom, Dewey. Jerry, Dewey who? Tom, do we have the key yet? That's from Daniel J. in Round Hook, Texas. James, what's a lawyer's favorite outfit? Sarah, I'm not sure. James, a lawsuit. That's from James H. in Buffalo, New York. Arhan, how does the NASA organize a party? Rohan, tell me. Arhan, they plan it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.